From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Maria Silva reports for the Times Union that the Ulster County Legislature approved a $411.9 million budget for next year on December 6. That budget includes a $30 million spending increase while keeping property taxes flat and reserving 20% of operating expenditures for a rainy day fund. There is a little funding for the affordable housing crisis in the budget, with Ulster County's Housing Action Fund getting 25% of the county's $1.5 million motel and short-term rental tax revenues. Meanwhile, there is $20 million in the budget for road and bridge improvements. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The owners of Talbot and Arding posted on social media on December 10th that their Hudson grocery store was vandalized. The post on Mona Talbot and Kate Arding said, and I quote, "We love our community and were heartbroken to find our shop hit with graffiti this morning. We will not be posting a photo of it. We send love to all those hurting during this difficult time." Tara Sutter reports for News 10 that the American Civil Liberties Union is fighting in court for the National Rifle Association in a free speech case against New York's Department of Financial Services. The ACLU said in a social media post on December 9th that, and I quote, "We are representing the NRA at the Supreme Court in their case against New York's Department of Financial Services for abusing its regulatory power to violate the NRA's First Amendment rights. The government can't blacklist an advocacy group because of its viewpoint," end quote. The ACLU also said it does not, and I quote, "support the NRA's mission or its viewpoints on gun rights, and we don't agree with their goals, strategies, or tactics. But we both know that government officials can't punish organizations because they disapprove of their views," end quote. The case is about Maria Vullo, the former superintendent of the New York State Department of Financial Services, who urged banks and insurers to consider the, and I quote, "reputational risk," end quote, of collaborating with the NRA after the mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida in 2018. The NRA claimed it was, and I quote, "blacklisted," end quote, and I quote, "suffered tens of millions of dollars in damages," end quote. Read more about this story at News 10. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.